Hello, this is my Lenten diary for February the 16th, 2018. Today is the Friday after Ash Wednesday. Here is a reading from the fourth chapter of the letter of Paul to the Philippians. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. Here ends the reading. Paul is writing the church at Philippi from a place of imprisonment. Now, scholars debate where he was imprisoned at the time of writing this letter. Scholars debate how long he was imprisoned. Scholars debate whether he was imprisoned in a jail proper or simply under some sort of house arrest. Earlier in this letter, Paul refers to himself as being in chains. Whatever the scope of his imprisonment, one thing is certain. Paul was well acquainted with being crossways of the local authorities. To read the story of Paul's missionary journeys as Luke tells them in the book of Acts, one reads about how close Paul lived to the edge. Seems like if there was any kind of civil unrest, or at least the way Luke tells the story, Paul and his preaching seem to be at the center of it. At any rate, he has written the church at Philippi, a church which he founded on one of his missionary journeys. He is writing them to give them further instruction in Christian witness. And for the last couple of days, we've been right at the end of that letter in the daily office readings. There are a couple of things about today's verses that are important to me. The first is at the very end, where Paul encourages the congregation to keep on doing the things that they have learned and received, presumably in preaching and writing and teaching, the things that they have learned from Paul, the things that they have heard him say, the things even in this letter that they have received in the way of teaching, and the way in which they have seen Paul comport himself. Presumably, what he's saying to them is, you want to know how to live the life of faith? Live it like you've seen me live it. Now, for some of us, that might seem a bold statement. The way you follow Jesus is by doing exactly what I do, Paul says. That seems a bit prideful to our modern ears. But if we think about it, how do we still most learn our comportment, our manner of behavior? How do we learn the rules and mores of our society? We learn by watching others from a very young age. We learn by following people's examples, for good or ill. And think about this. At the time Paul is writing the church at Philippi, he's simply writing a letter. The people there do not receive it as some sort of holy writ or scripture. That comes later. But the people are waiting for him to give them some instruction on proper Christian behavior. Further, think about this. What those local congregations had at this time in the church's history are the texts that were received in what we now call the Old Testament, the Hebrew Scriptures. But in the case of the Philippian church, that was a combination church. It was people who were both Jews and Gentile converts to the faith. So there was not an authoritative set of texts, per se, beyond those that the Jews had received, but the way the people learned the core tenets of being a Christian, the way they learned the story of Jesus, was because somebody told it to them. And the way they learned how to be a follower of Jesus was because someone modeled that way of being for them. And in the case of the Philippians, that model, at least one of them, is the Apostle Paul. The second thing that I think is important to take away from today's little bit of a reading that we did is this long string of whatevers. Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable. Think on these things. Let me be clear. I do not for a moment believe that Paul is pioneering some sort of positive thinking. This isn't about being Pollyanna. This list of qualities, this isn't about ignoring the reality that surrounded these Philippian Christians. I think in some ways what Paul is talking to them about is repentance in the true meaning of the word repent. You see, repent means to change direction. Now, we often think about repentance as turning away. So, turn away from violence, turn away from hatred, turn away from rancor, turn away from gossip, turn away from injustice. That is what in a lot of spiritual traditions is called the via negativa. Don't do these list of things. What Paul is advocating here is, well, if you're turning away from things, here are some things to turn toward. Turn toward the truth. Turn toward the honorable. Turn toward the just. Turn toward the pure. Turn toward things that are pleasing and commendable. We certainly need to hear that this Lenten season. I feel like I repeat it over and over again. We are awash in a culture that seems committed to what I would call anger and spitefulness and hatred, at least as it gets presented to us in our daily media feeds. The vitriol seems constant. And we can certainly turn it off, turn away from it, limit our intake of it. And I would actually say that that might be a good spiritual discipline for us this Lenten season, to slow down some of our addiction to media, particularly the 24/7 breathless, overhyped news feed, the news industry, if you will. Following the way of Jesus is more than shutting some things out. It's actually turning toward those things that we would actually see as opportunities to model a new way of being in the world. Make no mistake, to turn toward the things that Paul commends in this letter to the Philippians, that is not ignoring the problems of the world. That's not trying to shut the problems of the world out. Rather, it's trying to reframe how we're going to respond to those problems and difficulties. How do we, as the people of faith, become role models of being in the world? One small way I would suggest that we can be better at being examples is by turning toward those things that we want to become and spending less time obsessing over the things that we don't want to be.
So, where does that leave us? Well, maybe a thing that we can think about over the next few days as we fully enter into this Lenten season is, how am I turning? What am I turning toward? What am I thinking about? What's occupying my mind? Maybe it's not just about fasting from food. Maybe it's not just about personal acts of piety. Maybe this Lenten season could be an opportunity for some house cleaning of our thinking. What would it be like to think about commendable things, to think about excellent things, to think about things worthy of praise? And what difference would those kinds of thoughts make for us in the world in which we live? Happy thinking. Repentance, you see, it can be fun, or at least challenging. Let us pray. Support us, O Lord, with your gracious favor through the fast we have begun, that as we observe it by bodily self-denial, so we may fulfill it with inner sincerity of heart. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.